Welcome to Warn Radio. Warn Radio. With your hosts, the Watchman Dana Smith and Tower. Thanks for listening.
Greetings and welcome to Warn Radio. This is Tower, and I'm here with the Watchman, and we are glad you joined us. Please send all your prayer requests and correspondence to us through our contact page on warn-usa.com. You can find Warn Radio on usa.life, MeWe, Parler, CloudHub, Tumblr, Pure Social, Spreely, and Linktree. You can listen and download our shows by going to warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. You can also find Warn Radio on the following website streamers: Blueberry, iHeartRadio, iTunes Player, Apple Podcast, Spreaker, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music, Warn Radio Visions on Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Google Podcast, Anchor, Deezer, and Podchaser. Be sure to give us a thumbs up and leave a good comment on the show where you heard us. Now, do not miss these posts on warn-usa.com or danaglennsmith.com. Faith Life Journey. Yes, that is correct. A journey, and for many there are things they face which interact with the faith of a person. Also, Nations Drunk on Wine of the Harlot. Why do the heathens rage? Having knowledge, they cannot come to the knowledge of the truth. There is a way, a truth, and true life to find. And also, Son of God, Kingdom Served. Son of God, Kingdom Served, and coming soon. Today, the kingdoms of earth are shaken. The Son of God suffered without the camp on Golgotha. Today, the same Son of God reigns. And for the latest post on warn-usa.com, we have Christian Faith Persecution Classic Warn Radio. Christian Faith, the battle is worldwide, and the hearts of people is where it is fought. The locale can be the Congo, India, Pakistan, the UK, the USA, or China, just among others. And be sure to go to danaglennsmith.com, where you can sign up for the WIBR Warn Radio newsletter, and also visit our Christian bookshop, Christian Books and Resource Shop, where we feature books and other resources from our Vision Media. And now I welcome in the Watchman.
You're listening to Warn Radio on the WIBR Warn Radio Network. Don't forget to visit our websites at warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. And also follow us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, and join us on LinkedIn. Greetings. We're on another Friday. It's 9/10/2021. We have been almost putting up with President Joe Biden for 9 months. And look at the damage he's done. I mean, it's laughable. How one old guy that mumbles and forgets what he's doing, has a script, and they tell him what to do, was elected as president and continues to do things that are absolutely ridiculous. Of course, and the last thing he did, mumbling up before the throne of almighty microphone and the god of all the media, his patience was wearing thin. President Pence called that out, that he said that. Nevertheless, Vice President Pence, excuse me. So his patience is wearing thin, so that enables him to make stupid, egregious, unconstitutional, absolutely earth-shattering idiocy. We are going to force every company with, what is it, 100 or more employees? No, you're not. I can tell you Mike Lindell won't do it. I can tell you Trump won't do it. Although he was asked in an interview yesterday, or that's when I seen just an excerpt of it. They asked him about the vaccines. He said, well, you should take it. It'll help. but he was put on the spot. Because the guy that was interviewing him had taken the COVID shot, but his wife won't. And so Trump said, well, she has a right. But in my research, and I know how to research, I have found a lot of experts, very, very, very good experts, and I'm not the only one that found these people, that say don't take it. And there's quite a number of them calling for further research into this to find out why it's doing what it's doing. Because they haven't been properly vetted. Even the illegals coming over the border haven't been vetted, but they're here. Yes, 9/10/2021. We haven't even got through 1 year, and we've gotten more issues of screwed up America than you could shake a stick at. MAGA has sunk, at least it's taken on water badly. Joe Biden did a good job of sinking MAGA. Make America great. We hate it. You bunch of slugs. What do you think you're doing? How dare you try to make this country great again? That's the cheer that Biden seems to be leading. Meanwhile, around America, things are happening that are unreal. And it's all judgment. Yeah, it's judgment. God is not going to keep your enemies away from you. He did in Israel when you begin to fall away. Now, there is some big news going on. And it's called The Return. Now, we all watched it. You may not, but... Jonathan Cahn and a bunch of others did the return to the Lord. It's a repentance, a global movement of prayer and repentance. It began in America in 2020. I watched it. Not the whole thing. It's like 3 days long or something. But I got in for a lot of the main speakers. And there was things that I really liked about it. I thought Jonathan Cahn was the only one that really truly did a biblical prayer for repentance as far as... Well, see, we have a tendency, let me put it this way. When we pray, you know, we're expecting God to just turn around and send repentance and revival and wake the people up and... Which is good, all of it. But see, whatever thou wilt is what we have to also understand. Nevertheless, The next one is going to be in Africa. And you can watch that live and just do a search on The Return, because they've got all kinds of stuff on it. The Return. THE RETURN. A global movement of prayer and repentance. The next one's going to be this weekend. September 10th. What is today? Oh, it begins tonight. Good thing I'm covering this so I know. Because Tower and I were going to watch it. The next one is in Israel. And see, this is good. I love this stuff. Because see, folks, we need to get America repented. And much of the West, they've fallen away. They're not where they need to be. The churches aren't where they need to be. So check that out. Watch it, because there's, you know, I'm sure. I'm sure that you'll enjoy it. Of course, the idea of these things is not for you to enjoy it as much as understanding your need to repent. Oh, that was a great show, you know. They say that about all the starlets that dance around like a bunch of goddesses on a stage, slithering and writhing, half-naked bodies. And of course, the guys do the same thing up on stage, singing to a beat of a tune. They say the devil can send more people to hell with music than any other entity on the face of this earth. But see, you get in church, though. Dear God in heaven, I still sing those old songs. And I happen to have some Tennessee Ernie Ford singing all the old ones. Very, very good. But see, a lot of people don't like those, but see, I sang those in church. Brother Kennedy's church. Good shepherd, good pastor, good man. I knew his whole family. And his wife, Sister Kennedy. Wonderful woman. Gone to be with the Lord. Thank God we got that hope. So, The Return, check it out. And remember, we need repentance and returning to the Lord in this country. And MAGA, you know, the Lord used Trump, as much as people hate to say that, because he did bring in, and Jared Kushner helped him, or worked to bring it. And I'm having some notifications come across. And they are too noisy this morning. Too noisy. So at any rate, trying to think where I was at before I got disturbed by all my notifications. But you see, God is not going to just heal America because you think he should. We need to return. We need to stop the late-term abortion. We need to stop the killing of babies in the womb. We've got Satanists, for crying out loud, that are trying to get abortion legal so they can continue to worship their God. I've been saying that for years and years and years and years. I've been telling you about blood guilt. I've told you about the cost. I told you that the judgment is going to be required, and we can find it from Genesis all the way to Revelation. We find it during the time of Christ. We find it in the Gospels. blood guilt. And when you're killing innocent babies, that's where the problem is. And we've shed some, what, 60 million or more? We've killed little babies. And that's actually what the moms are doing to their own children. I don't know what it is with parents or adults. They seem it's think it's okay to sacrifice their children. And I don't know how many times we've covered a story about a family over in India or some other country that actually sold their daughter to some guy to marry, and they sell these girls about 9 years old or seven, eight or nine, whatever. They're automatically betrothed to that guy. And sometimes they sleep with them. I know when the Taliban, we were covering the Taliban over there, and there's pictures of these girls, 9, 10, 11, and 12, they were all pregnant, that had gotten that way at the hands of the Taliban, you know. These people need to be shot for doing things like that. And the only way to stop radical Islam is to stand up with force and kill them. Unfortunately, that's the way it is. They've made it that way. And so, the people today in America don't know truth. Many of them accuse MAGA people, patriots, and even Christians of being Nazis. Or worse. And then that's come out this last week as well. You know, on CNN and some of these left-wing news broadcasters, they're not news broadcasters. They're just celebrities that sit up there. They wouldn't know how to do true journalism, you know, if you actually paid them to do it. They're not journalists. They're hacks, liberal hacks. They're agenda followers. And that's what you have in America today. Well, see, in Hebrews, where we left, where we're going to begin, while it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the day of provocation. This is probably the most relevant scriptures right now. Because America and the liberals and many others, including the mainline church, are hardening their hearts. They don't believe that things are that bad. They don't stand up. Many of these mega churches and mega pastors, you don't hear much out of them. The only reason you heard out of some of them in California was because they wanted to have church, and they were fined and told not to. Same way up in Canada. But see, we need to be on fire. We need to wake up here. Now, see, we left off in 3:14. For we are made partakers of Christ, comma, separator, delineator, if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. If. Well, I can tell you, in America, we haven't been steadfast to the end. In the churches, in America, in our Constitution, in nothing. We have given in. I seen a video, James Woods put it up, yes, the actor. Former actor, because Hollywood don't like him because he's a constitutionalist. He's a believer, patriot. At any rate. And you had two women and a guy, and they were sitting at a table drinking. It was an outdoor restaurant. The women had their purses right on the table. The guy was just sitting there. Two guys all dressed up, hooded, mask. You see, today everybody's wearing a mask now. So you can't tell a frickin' criminal from the rest of them. So at any rate, they whipped out a gun. The guy's hands went up like he was, oh yeah, don't shoot me. I got my hands up. See, 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 see. You know, they teach you, and we took Krav Maga, Tower and I. Man, sometimes, I mean, it would they would show me moves, and I thought they were going to do some serious harm. I, you know, and one time it really, really hurt. He didn't mean it, the guy that was showing me the move, but when I was in football, I got clipped. I was a halfback, and one of the guys blocked me really hard. And that hurt my back so much so, even through service as a Navy man standing watch, that killed my back. I mean, I would stand there for watch, four-hour watches. It was just horrendous, in pain. But you didn't stop because you didn't want to get in trouble. So at any rate, they teach you that within the first few seconds you can act and you can change a situation. But if you fall over, and animals will do this, they'll just fall over and play dead. Or they'll submit. A lot of dogs have different mannerisms in this. But you see, the guy threw up his hand. No authority, no nothing. He wasn't going to take him on. You can see that. Then the women looked over. And they took the purses and ran off. Broad daylight. Nobody did a thing. Nobody tried to stop him. Nobody was shouting and screaming. Nobody did anything. Except one person took a video of it. Well, I can take a video. And of course, these are all the types in California and other places that want to get rid of guns. You know, and see, and Biden is the same way, and the Democrats in D.C. Now, of course, all the Democrats and all the liberals that want to take your guns, guess what? They got bodyguards with big guns. You don't have a bodyguard. So these guys got away scot-free. I've seen videos of gang members coming in grabbing a shopping cart. No mask, no nothing. And they fill the shopping cart. And they go down the row and they just move their arm on the products and they fall into the cart. They turn around and go back out the door. I've seen that. They don't do anything. These are BLM and Antifa. The liberals won't do anything about them. They let them go. And the worst we've seen has been in California, Portland, you know, Oregon and Washington, you know. And these things are also going on other places, but we've gotten to the point where we're lawless. We're lawless in our own morals. We're lawless in society. We're not going to obey the rules. And now they want to bring in, and they have for a long time, socialism. Socialism gives all the powers to those in charge. Huge government, they give you a small sum, and then by the time it's done, they go bankrupt. You don't have anything. There is no food because they've ruined the economy. There's nobody creating anything because they ruined the economy. There are no farm producers, independents, family farmers like we have in America because they made them all corporate socialist farms. Communism does this too. North Korea is starving most of the time. They don't have anything. See, and this is what they want to do with this country who has been so blessed of God. And at the same time, they want to be able to do whatever they want to. Abort babies as they come out of the womb. They want to get rid of all the police. So, yeah, let's get rid of all the police so people that are alongside the street can get mugged or robbed or shot. And then they start whining that people are getting killed in their city. Go figure. So Hebrews, for we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast the end. There is a delineation there. Yeah, Christ died for our sins. Oh, I believe that Christ died. And then you go live like a pagan. If we hold that confidence. See, and see, he's referring to those Jews coming out of Egypt that did not believe. And it says in verse 16 of that, for some, when they had heard, did provoke, howbeit not all that came out of Egypt by Moses. But with whom was he grieved for 40 years? Was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness? And to whom swear he that they would not enter into his rest, but to them that believe not? So we see then they could not enter in because of unbelief. He's trying to get them out of there, but this is the God that operates on faith. And so the carcasses did fall in the wilderness. He sent them around the wilderness for 40 years. And he said he would raise up their kids to go into the promised land. And they would believe and enter in. But you know, you can't keep a shining city on a hill like America's been described as. You can't keep it a shining city if you sin and fall away from the Lord God. But see, we have all kinds of people that look up to America as the shining city where they can go and they can live in the country, be free, raise their family, and be safe. Not anymore. And Joe Biden got in. I heard Geraldo yesterday. And he doesn't want anybody to talk to him about a cheating election. And that's how they got in. And of course, people call you crazy, liar, and whatever, but we know. We know Obama cheated too. Because there was evidence online from the people that had seen it. These were people that were responsible for the voting in their district, and this was in Philadelphia. Black box voting at the time had found some cheating irregularities, and nobody looked into it. Obama got in. Holder wouldn't do anything. No, they don't want to do anything. So you see, now Christians are in America right now, and our forefathers and my family, as well as Tower's family, go back in this country. On the one side of my family, it goes back to the beginning of this country. And Tower's relatives, her great-great-great-great-grandmother, I forgot how many greats it was, but in this region, she was the first woman on the Laramie River. You see, we have roots down, we know, and that heritage is still with us. But you see, that heritage isn't going to do anything if there's no country here. But see, I have another heritage, and so does Tower. And that's the heritage of the Lord. His deliverance, his saving power. And so while I am a watchman, while I preach and teach, I'm looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. I'm not looking to spend the rest of my, you know, eternity in an America like this. Screw that noise. I'm not interested in it. I know in whom I have believed. Period. But you see, a lot of years ago, there were three siblings and a mother who knew the Lord. She brought her children to an Amy Simple McPherson meeting. And this also was going on during the Azusa Street revivals. And there was one kid, a boy, that when the altar call was given, that he walked down that sawdust trail, as we call it, and gave his heart to the Lord. And that little boy became my dad. And clear to the end of his life, he could remember that. And he admits he wasn't perfect. He admits he fell away at times. But towards the end of his life, we had a lot of conversations about this. And he looked to the Lord in his old age, realized how fast life had gone by. And when I visited him one time, he looked at me and said, "You don't have to come back." That's the way my dad was. Solid German. He says, "I'm okay here. I'm eating." And the next time I seen him, he didn't recognize me. I told him who he was, and he says, "Well, I knew I had a son over there." And then suddenly he died without me knowing about it. No one contacted me. Gut-wrenching. But it teaches you, we buried all of our relatives. They're all gone. That is the old ones. But you see, there's one hope in this life. It isn't America, it isn't China, it isn't Russia, it isn't Muhammad, it is Christ, Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, the only begotten Son of our God and Father, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And if you will hear his voice and harden not your hearts, repent and seek his face with everything you have and walk in his way, you will find eternal life and power to overcome. Just like in 1 John 1. That's a great little portion. If we, the believers, walk in the light as he, meaning Christ, walks in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all unrighteousness. Walking in the light, fellowship together. Scripture says, can two walk together if they don't agree? No, not usually. See, there used to be a civility in America to where you were civil to people. Guys would open doors to the ladies. They would stand up when a lady came into the room. You look at these young girls, they're not ladies. They dress worse than the boys do. And many of them don't even know what they are. No, I'm not a girl, or I'm not a boy. I'm a binary alien from Mars that identifies as a boy, but every Friday I'm a girl. I mean, they're nuts. I'm exaggerating, but I've actually heard some of these people go on. And it wasn't too long ago the girl was explaining all the different binary and all the different stuff. See, in the beginning, God made man and then made a female. We got male and female. Those are the genders. You can't just make them up. And if you're making them up, then what you have is not a gender, but is a demon. So have fun, America. Have fun with your science, because as I tell people, science without God is paganism. Astrology without God is paganism. Science creating vaccines without God is paganism, because now they've changed the name of it. Instead of letting you know that it came from a human baby, they've changed the name. The CDC did that because they know what we've opposed with the vaccine. And I told people, these vaccines are cursed. Now, Joe the Blow Biden wants to stick everybody with him. Well, he can stick it. Now, I could tell you all the things that you're going to need, and this comes from Dr. Gundry. But you need to heal your gut. You need to heal your immune system. And then, of course, other people started coming out later, but he was the first one to bring it out. There was zinc, vitamin D3, and vitamin C, time-release vitamin C. Those are the three main. There are certain usage things. You'll have to go to Gundry and go to his websites and find it out. I don't issue out medical advice. But see, others are telling you to take it, but they just tell you vitamin D. No, you want vitamin D3. Personally, it's your choice. See, so the question of it is that in America, what are we going to do? Are we going to follow Christ? Or are we going to follow our own ways? Well, most of them are going to do their own thing. And many people are typing out America as Babylon. That's no stretch. That's about as old as the hills and twice as rusty. But the way Mystery Babylon is explained and looked at in Scripture, there is only one nation on the face of this earth that remotely resembles it. And that is America. No other place. But the spirit of that Mystery Babylon is in every nation on earth today. So there's no better time for you and me and our families to draw nigh unto Christ and make sure that we hear his voice, that we harden not our hearts, lest we be found not able to enter in. Now in Hebrews 4:1 it says, let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left of us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. Let us therefore fear. Why? Because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and we don't want to come short of entering into the rest of the Lord. We want to make sure. And Paul is very good at this, because he had come out, and I believe Paul wrote Hebrews. Really, the whole thing doesn't matter, because whether we know who wrote it or didn't write it, it's a good book. It's anointed, and it's the Word. Nevertheless, Paul was really good at this, and even said it one time, a little phrase, lest I myself should be a castaway, and those I preach to are saved, you know, enter in. Paul was that ever-present realist. Of course, he kept the law blameless, he said. So it's no stretch that he took this Christianity, as we call it today, seriously. But it was the way of the Lord, the way of Christ, the way of the Messiah. Now Paul goes on to say, for unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. That is those in Moses' day. They were told what to do. They were told to believe. But the word preached coming out of Moses, which told them what the Lord would do, they didn't believe it. Well, that's the Old Testament. That's not the gospel. It was gospel to them. It was their deliverance. They were taken out of Egypt by the strong hand of the Lord, went under, well, we call it a baptism. You know, the sea parted, but that's like a baptism. And with them was a mixed multitude. The mixed multitude represents the Gentiles. And, of course, the Gentiles caused issues. Go figure. Because what are Gentiles? A bunch of unbelieving pagans. I mean, you know, I'm not a Jew. I'm a pagan until Christ got a hold of me. Without Christ, you're a bunch of pagans. You may be a rich pagan. Maybe a famous pagan. And they won't call you pagan. If you're rich and nice and you do things, well, they'll just, yeah. Because in America, money and fame and fortune, that's the heaven we want. But you see, the word preached didn't profit them because that word that they heard didn't have faith. See, the word is the word, and you've got to put faith in that word, then it ignites. For without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Without faith, you're not going to please God. Without faith in that word that Moses gave them, the children of Israel, some of them could not enter in. Without faith in the Word of God, in order to activate it, because you have faith in Christ, everything with God requires faith. You're not going to enter in. And Paul goes on to say, for we which have believed do enter into rest. As he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. He really gets into this, and one of the reasons he's doing this is because he's speaking to Hebrews. He's speaking to a lot of people. And you see, on the day of Pentecost, they all gathered. That was a pilgrim feast. Peter preached. They saw all those in the upper room speaking in different languages of the works of God. Peter preached. 3,000 got saved. They went back to their various homes and villages, some of them to the Roman Empire, you know, Rome itself. And that's where Paul addressed them in Romans. In Hebrews, this is given to the Hebrews. Because they know all about this. And he's relating it to the gospel and to believe. You just don't hear the gospel on Pentecost and go, forget it. You've got to have faith. You've got to mix that faith with the gospel. When you believe, you enter in as a believer. And there's the promised land. Now, the promised land represents your life here on earth and the promises and the stuff God provides. Because there's a rest beyond that. There comes a time when even as a Jew, you're going to die. You got to have hope beyond this life. In verse 4 of Hebrews 4, for he spake in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all his works. And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest. Seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief. And that's true. That's what he's talking about. And then Paul goes in again and he says he limiteth a certain day, saying in David, today after so long a time as it is said, today if you'll hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Even in the gospel of salvation, behold, today is the day of salvation. Not tomorrow, not next week, today. You want to enter into the rest, it's today, it's not tomorrow. If you will hear his voice today, if you will not harden your hearts today. You know, God has been speaking to America through major evangelists and others who could have been pastors. They're strung out throughout our history who warned. Billy Graham, before he died, warned it. David Wilkerson warned it for years. A.A. Allen warned, had visions, and many others. America, you did not listen. And you accepted evil as good and thought good was evil. And today, there's no bigger example of that than today. In America, young people who have been taught the wrong way, and now they think it's the right way. They hate cops. They want socialism. They despise our history. They despise everything. They don't like preaching either, because if you go down there when Antifa's roaming around, they'll beat the living hell out of you, and they've done that. But see, what you need is not just some preacher from America. You need a true, honest-to-God prophet with fire and brimstone and miracles where he walks down there and they can't touch him. When they begin to touch him, fire will come down. You see, if you get in history and you look back in the time of Israel, you know, them prophets, they said, fear God and the prophets. You're going to go, you know. Ahaz told his men, go get the prophet. The first group, the prophet brought down fire from heaven, consumed him. He grabbed another group. He said, go get the prophet. I want to talk to him. Same thing happened. Finally, he grabbed a third group. Third time's the charm. And the leader told the people to, you know, his soldiers to stay afar off. And he said, don't hurt me. I'm just sent here by the king. And he crawled on his hands and knees. And the Lord told Elijah, it's okay. See, we need some fear of God in this country. I always tell people, I say, it's a good thing the Lord didn't give me the ability to bring down fire for heaven on the unrighteousness of this country, because I know where I'd start. But you see, the thing of it is, God will take care of it. We don't need to. But one day God will send a prophet. He will send two of them. And they will testify. And they will bring down fire. Anybody tries to hurt them or harm them, they're going to get cooked like on 4th of July barbecue. But that still isn't going to stop the world from hating them. So Paul continues, verse 4, for he spake in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all his works. And again in this place, if they shall enter into my rest. Seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief. That's the ones that were back in Moses' day. And again he limiteth a certain day, saying in David, today, after so long a time, as it is said, today, if you'll hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Now you see, that was also applied to the Jews when Jesus came, because Isaiah had said that. And Paul is repeating it to his crowd of Christians, telling them, not to harden your heart. He's speaking to believers. For if Jesus had given them rest, then he would not afterward have spoken of another day. He says, there remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. See, that's the issue. We're going to have a rest. Yeah, we can find rest and strength in this life. But the bottom line of it is there is actually coming a day when we're going to rest, when our works will follow us, and we will be done. The former things are past away. I do not want to be playing this game for all eternity. I'm not interested in staying in America and putting up with people that are evil and wicked and kill innocent babies and do the things they do. Even scripture speaks of Lot. His soul was vexed or tried. It's like making war against your soul because of the evil deeds that they do every day that he had to witness. Make no mistake, as a Christian, if you truly believe, this society today is going to vex your soul. It's going to act like a battleground, and it's going to try you. But you have to believe and stay in there, because one day Christ will deliver you. And so today, for those in America, there's a lot of other people worse off than we are. People like we've been covering on our advocacy broadcast on Wednesdays. People who just want to live their life, be faithful, go to church, and be left alone. But they end up being burned alive with their children, or they're killed along the way, or the husband's killed when the family ain't around, or the daughter is taken and forced, she's raped and forced to marry a Muslim and forced to convert. And now we have Afghanistan, where Christians could pretty much be safe there. Now Christians are in danger in Afghanistan. But you have a whole group of Christians there that no matter what happens to them, they're going to stay and be a witness for Christ. Now I'll tell you who you can pay attention to, Victor Marx. Victor, first name, Marx, M-A-R-X. if you're a Christian, you want to know what's going on in a lot of these areas, and you want some intel, this is the guy that will give you the intel. Do a search for Victor Marks. He's a Christian. He has a ministry. And his military training and ability to defend himself is like nobody you've ever seen. Look him up. And don't believe everything you see on the news that comes across social media. Because not everything is news. Get into the Word. And don't allow yourself to fall away or not believe. You believe. You stand up. And remember, there are prayers of deliverance. The Lord said, I pray thee, Father, that you would not take them out of the world, but keep them from the evil. That's found in John 17. You can pray, Father, according to thy word, I pray that you would keep and name the names of your family from the evil. See, that's praying scripture. Luke 21. Verses 34 through 36 or 37. Watch and pray always that you'd be counted worthy to escape all these things that are going to come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. So you pray that. Father, I pray according to thy word that, and you name the names of your family, every one of them, we would be counted worthy to escape all these things that are going to come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. That verse is a commandment. Watch and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape. You get it? You pray it. You pray it all the time. You believe it. And there's other scriptures like that. You can pray scripture. But see, these, Christ permanent, on purpose said that, Father, I pray that you'd not take them out of the world, but keep them from the evil. And we're definitely not out of the world unless we die. So he prayed, keep them from the evil. And when he was praying the Lord's Prayer, he said a little phrase like, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us from evil. Keep them from evil. What do we got around us? Evil. Your enemy may look like it's flesh and blood, but there are unclean, evil spirits that are doing this. This is a spiritual battle. Now you get in there. And it doesn't hurt to fast and pray. Father, thank you for those that hear this whenever they do. Bless them. Lord, encourage them. Help them to understand. And help them to believe and come close to you, them and their families. Protect them from the evil that is ever present. Let them grasp a hold of you today and not lose hope. And in Jesus' name, I bind you, Satan, in the powers of darkness from the preaching, teaching, streaming of this word. In Jesus' name. Now you go out and you believe. You have a good day. You can't stop the evil, but you can stop it from harming you and your family. You can pray against it. But there is a little thing in Revelation 12:11. They overcame by the blood of the Lamb, the word of their testimony, and they loved their lives not unto the death. That is the one scripture that delineates these end of days until the Lord's coming. Until next time, shalom.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Warn Radio. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Warn Radio.